Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of November, recording at 9:27 p.m. in that Greenwich Mean Time. Now, somewhat quiet day in here today. In terms of stock markets, well, Japan, which has been on a roll recently, but it closed a little bit lower here today, down just over half a percent. China, just flat. It's ranging at the moment. Maybe indices shifted to just a tad lower. Taiwan steady again here today. Elsewhere just mixed. India down a little bit, giving up some of yesterday's strong gains. And the autonomies, Indonesia, I beg your pardon, not the autonomies, the ASEAN indices, such as Indonesia, not doing well. That's the biggest mover here today in the Asian markets, down 2.3%. Owen has written about that in his comment. Now, elsewhere, European stock markets mostly a little bit lower. Again, all under 1%. Europe's been ranging sideways now, and with a slight downward bias for the better part of a month and a half. The one exception today was Spain, which was up a quarter of a percent. Now, Wall Street started off steady. It's the second day in a row we've seen this. Was quite steady on the opening, but couldn't hold those gains. For instance, the S&P 500 index futures contract, that is, where I can see the full range in here today, that was up at 18, just up over 18.07 early in the day, closed at 18.02. So, again, all falling back from the highs of the day and just about unchanged. Now, on Wall Street, I don't think that's surprising because the market has been levitating here a little bit. We are up as much as 10% above the 200-day moving averages, and that's also at a level or even above previous levels where we have seen mean reversion to the 200-day moving average. So there's an awareness that a reaction could easily take place. And also, the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ composite are in this unusual situation of being at big round numbers. For instance, the Dow, just above the 16,000 level, 1,800 for the S&P, and for the NASDAQ composite, did actually break above 4,000. It had been trading just below it for last few days. And that's the NASDAQ composite's highest level, actually, since 2000. It's not an all-time high, because it was a pretty big bubble in 2000, but the highest since then. Now, excuse me. Now, it's not at all surprising to see your major indices pause around some of these big round number levels. It's because they become targets on the way up or on the way down. And then once that target's reached, people say, okay, what next? And you get a bit of a pause. But again, we're still overbought. We're overextended. Valuations have gone up quite a bit. So that's certainly reason for a bit of caution. But is this a bubble? Well, no, nothing like 2000. And look at the Riverfront report, which I'm posting a little later this evening, and that's got a good chart in there showing the earnings of big corporations against the share price moves overall. And not surprisingly, and I'm sure you'll be able to recall this, that we had a major bubble back in 2000 when share prices were well above earnings. And now earnings and share prices are at exactly the same level. Valuations are not cheap, that's for sure. It's a little bit of a sugar high in the market, but it would be an exaggeration to call it a bubble at this stage. But it is somewhat overvalued, as I have emphasized. Now, why isn't it falling back? Well, because seasonally this is a fairly strong factor, although I think that's the least important reason. A far more important reason is that we have the big monetary tailwind of quantitative easing, QE. And Janet Yellen, in the process of being confirmed as the new leader of the Fed, really, in terms of the criteria that they've been talking about, has no reason to cut back on this QE program. In other words, the inflation is not a problem, unemployment is still above their target, growth is still slow here at around a 2% level for the economy, where they'd like to see it above 3%. So, really, if she were to taper QE, it would be because she was concerned, and the Fed was concerned about either Wall Street's current valuations, which are frothy, or they wanted to introduce some sort of other program so that they could get underway with cutting back on quantitative easing, because there is a feeling that it may well have a destabilizing effect. Now, any way you look at it, in here, Wall Street can extend the momentum move for a little bit further, but probably not all that much further. And pretty well everybody knows that once they do start tapering on the QE, that will introduce a new uncertainty, and it will also be seen as a removal of some of the extraordinary monetary stimulus. And that's likely to lead to a reaction, and possibly a sharp reaction, depending on how far above the 200 AMA the indices are when that actually takes place. Okay, what else is going on here? Well, bond yields, Janet Yellen will look at those and say, well, no problem here, because it's the 10-year is eased a little bit further here today. It's just above the 2.7 yield. Remember, it was three, up at three, just at the beginning of September, and that caused some concern and was a definite headwind. So, really, in terms of negative factors in here to influence Yellen, we're not seeing many. So she would have to join the debate and be concerned that QE's gone on for too long to change policies from what Bernanke was maintaining, and what she has indicated, at any rate, earlier on, that she would wish to continue. Okay. What else is going on? Precious metals. Now, they had silver and gold. They had those small upside key day reversals yesterday, but no follow-through in here today. So they are both down. Gold hasn't wiped out the key day range, but the point I made yesterday was that follow-through would indicate clearly that some short covering was now commencing, and from an oversold position, and also some cheap buying taking place. But gold eased back from that level that we had seen yesterday when it was above 1250, and is currently just below 1243. And the other precious metals are also easing here. Platinum, palladium, they all extended here to the downside. Silver also down at 1987. And, of course, you know, they do have the overhanging trading, and they do have the overall downward trend. And as they test these June support levels, gold and silver at any rate. Now, I think the market's a bit spooked by the Goldman Sachs forecasts, and those have been embellished by comments that these metals could be hit hard as the tapering continues. That tells us that there are a lot of short positions in the market, but they haven't seen anything beyond little 1 to 2 day rallies here in the last few weeks to start covering those short positions. So the bears are still in charge of the precious metals, and I'd be cautious in here. I think these levels are reasonable, but unless we get some very clear upward dynamics, these June lows are not going to hold. And as I'm neutral, in that I don't have any precious metals here, I'm hoping they go lower. I apologize if you've got long positions and are hoping for a rally here at this time, but my point is an obvious one, that if we were to get another meaningful move to the downside, that would take precious metals back to levels that I think many of us would regard as really being quite cheap against the background of all the money printing that's been taking place in recent years. So, we will see. What else? Currencies, well, just mostly ranging here overall. The U.S. dollar index softer here today, down to 80.60. So that's drifted a little bit following the rally that it had seen at the beginning of the month. Remember, it got down to that level at 79, the lower side of its range, and then bounced up above 81. Now giving up a little bit of that rally. Sterling's firmer in here at 162.17. And we also have the euro a little bit firmer at 1.3573. The Australian dollar, though, has been talked down by the Australian Central Bank. It's 0.9126 against the U.S. dollar. And what about these commodity markets? Well, I mentioned the gold, of course. The industrial metals were mostly lower, except for tin, which was down yesterday. But tin is a little bit firmer in here today. Crude, not too much going on there either. 93.76 here on the WTI. And the Brent, just have to change the screen to see that. The Brent is at 110.86. It's down a fraction here. Grains and beans also slightly lower. The CCI index is at 506 and a little bit of change. So, quiet day. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.